definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we'll be reviewing Choco Liebenitz.
We'll be judging the biscuit on three categories: first impressions and taste, texture, which includes dunkability, and biscuitness. I want to start off by saying I'm quite up for this one.
Yeah, you're bringing an energy to this.
Yeah, I think it's not a biscuit I'm particularly familiar with. Mm-hmm. So it's something a bit new, and I don't have. I'm not bringing a lot of baggage with the other biscuits. I was bringing a lot of baggage, a lot of emotional baggage.
Yeah, No, I guess that's true. Yeah, because this will be the first one we do where, we can leave all of that behind. It's like starting fresh almost.
We've got a clean slate with the Liebenitz. We got a chance to fix the mistakes of the past. All those shitty relationships we've had in the past, we've learned from those. Now we can have a good relationship with the Choco Liebenitz.
It's exciting, but it's also kind of scary. You know, new things are always a bit intimidating.
I'm kind of scared to let go and let myself be open. I'm scared to open my heart. I've been hurt by too many biscuits before.
This is a very handsome biscuit. I'm excited as well, I've got to say.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I've done a little bit of research because I'm not particularly familiar with this biscuit. So
got to know what you're getting into.
Exactly, yeah. I've checked out its online dating profile. It likes The Simpsons. What a surprise. It also likes films.
Oh my God, you've got so much in common.
I know, this is meant to be. This is like the soulmates. So it's German. Mm-hmm. The ones that we have, these are by Balsen. I think the Liebenitz thing, that's named after.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I am in a costume.
Yes.
This is not my usual attire.
No.
I am in fact dressed today, this week, as...
I'm just going to look a little bit closer. And yes, listeners, I confirm this is not David's usual attire. Okay.
I'm dressed as Gottfried Wilhelm Liebenitz. Which I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it's pronounced, right? I'm pretty sure I got it in one.
Oh, yeah. I think you had the accent as well.
Yeah.
And judging by your costume, he was a footballer.
Close. He was a German philosopher and a mathematician.
Right.
Quote here. I'll give you a quick quote.
Okay.
Give you a sense of like who.
Okay.
Should I do it in the German accent, do you think?
I think. We'll just apologize in advance for any poor accents, for any offensive accents, and that's the caveat. So now we're free to do what we want.
Excellent. Okay. So this is a quote from him in a German accent. Everything that is possible demands to exist.
Okay.
Pretty inspiring stuff.
Right, okay. Yeah,
interesting.
I mean, it's not quite Instagram motivational quote worthy.
I could imagine it in front of like a seaside or like someone looking out at a sunset or something.
Yeah.
Following on from last time, I thought it would be a good idea to see if I could like find a connection between me and the person that I'm dressing up with.
This guy, when's he from? When's he around?
He's 1600s to early
1700s. Oh, right. This the frock coat and the wig now makes more sense. Yeah.
I struggled a bit with Gottfried. Like, I'm not seeing that. First of all, maths, not one of my strong points.
Right.
I literally cannot do maths to save my... I got a U in GCSEs, which is ungraded. And according to them, signifies that a pupil achieved nothing worthy of credit. That's how bad I am at maths. That's fair. There's an old saying that you should surround yourself with people that are smarter than you.
Yeah.
That's not been a problem for me. I found that quite easy. So who's stupid now? I am. It's me. I'm stupid. So, okay, not with him on the maths thing.
Right.
But there is something that him and I have in common, I suppose. Firstly, he's an optimist. You know, like I am.
I'm sorry.
You know how I'm like an optimist about things. I'm always quite cheerful and sort of always seeing the good in people and things.
Yeah, so I'm not always the best judge of people and character. So yeah, that will... I'll accept what you say on that.
Okay. But the main thing we kind of have in common is that we kind of look for structure in things, right? We enjoy structure and we would like things to be more structured if they could be. Mm-hmm. So he's, as a philosopher, he's sort of leaned on a few different principles, but the one he's kind of famous for is this thing called pre-established harmony.
Right.
Which I think is the idea that there's no causation. Everything has its own sort of individual timeline and it all just perfectly slots into sequence in such a way as to imply cause and effect, but it isn't cause and effect. But for some reason it looks... Okay, so here's an example. So if you drop a biscuit and the biscuit breaks, it wasn't because the biscuit interacted with the hard floor. It's because the biscuit was always going to break. But it just looks like...
What?
It looks like the two things are connected. If I throw a biscuit at your head and it hurts, the pain is not coming from the biscuit hitting your head. It's coming from your soul. You have created the pain.
Okay.
Which is a good sort of get out of jail free card for God, I think.
And for just like serial killers, whatever. It was like, it wasn't me stabbing him 18 times in the chest that killed him. The death came from his soul. He was always destined to die.
So according to Gottfried, the universe is like a big complicated machine full of individual moving parts that are all doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing at the right time. Just because. And everything is, as it is meant to be, it's all in like a sequence according to God's grand plan.
Right.
Which makes it sound like life is basically just like a giant Rube Goldberg machine. Right? It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, well, I can't see where he's coming from, but I think he's wrong. Because really, there is just one world. And in that world, I am the sole protagonist. And everything I interact with is just there to furnish my story. Like, when I leave your house, you cease to exist. You're like a non-playable character, not a role-play game.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a normal thing that a normal person would say, yeah.
Yeah. when big, terrible events happen, like a big natural disaster happens, that only happens, then I can talk about it. Basically, everything else which happens in the world is content for me to talk about.
It's a very hot costume, I have to say. It's like a big
wig. It's a big wig, man. Yeah. It's like the ringlets and everything. It looks heavy.
It's really hot. But,
okay.
But yeah, and, you know, like as we talked about before, I'm trying to find that connection between me and him. And,
yeah.
You know, I understand that whole idea of wanting the world to make sense and have a structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a comforting thought in one way, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your costume, maybe talk about that for a bit.
I'm Richard Nixon.
Mm. Yeah.
But I have very good reason, because I know last week you weren't too impressed.
No,
with
I wasn't.
Reason.
And especially this week, as you've done it again, and I've gone quite
this. This is a good choice, though. It's a legitimate choice. Right. Last week was legitimate as well, but this is more legitimate.
Right, fine. What's your reasoning this time?
Richard Nixon had some German blood. If you go back to the 1600s, on his mother's side, they came from Germany, and their family name was Milhausen. Which later got, when they went to England, they changed to Milhouse, and that's why Nixon's middle name is Milhouse, Richard Milhouse Nixon. And that is not one of my bullshit made up facts.
No, yeah, that's pretty solid.
It kind of holds up. As long as you don't kind of actually think about it too much, it's like that's a good argument.
No, all right, you've convinced me. That's a good choice of costume. Okay. I'm glad that we both put as much thought into this for this episode.
I'm starting to see more of the optimism that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe the biscuit is kind of what you've been searching for in your life to kind of bring out that sort of...
You don't think we're maybe putting it on a pedestal a bit too soon?
Nope. I think whatever you've been searching for in your life to fill the hole in your soul and whatever I've been searching to fill the hole in my soul, I reckon there's a better than evens chance it's going to be this biscuit.
Okay, right. Well, yeah, you've totally convinced me. I'm ready. I'm ready to embrace this new life that we've chosen.
Well, let's get... I'll go back to these facts so that we kind of know what we're getting ourselves in for a little bit.
Yeah.
So first made in 1891 by the Balsen Company. And they're also known as Liebenitz Kex. Kex being a corruption of the word cake. Liebenitz, the biscuit is just named after Liebenitz, the philosopher, mm-hmm. mathematician. Mm-hmm. Just because there was a trend at the time for naming snacks after famous people.
I kind of feel a bit silly now. Like maybe I shouldn't have gone to this whole effort if it was a completely arbitrary reason.
No, I think you should have done. I think it shows respect for our listeners and respect for this show. So
it is very hot though.
There's another snack called Mozart Kugels. Which look pretty gross. And they're just little kind of confectionery things named after Mozart. No connection with Mozart whatsoever. They're just like, who's a famous dude? Just branding.
Maybe I should change my costume then.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just stay in it now. So the pageant, this is actually in a cardboard box. So it already feels like this is a bit more special than our previous biscuits, which come in that horrible plastic packaging, which are also recyclable.
So
that's good.
Very efficient.
They've gone, like the Oreos, they've gone for the blue packaging, which we had problems with.
We were a bit sniffy about that.
But I feel different about this one.
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't know what it is.
Maybe they've got more chocolate, because these are the chocolate ones, the chocolate-coated Liebenitz biscuits, and they've got a lot of chocolate on the packaging.
Yeah, and that looks like pretty nice chocolate as well. Yeah. It's like swimming in chocolate.
Yeah, well, it says more chocolate than a biscuit, which doesn't really scan. That's just a minor thing. It doesn't even matter.
We're being nitpicky. What's wrong with us?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing all of this kind of like negativity with us? Exactly. Leave it behind. We're starting fresh.
Oh, there's a fact on the back as well. Did you know that in 1889, Hermann Balsen, our founder, had a rather splendid idea whilst he was here in the UK? Uh-oh, it's got links to the UK.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's probably fine. He probably tried a chocolate digestive and was like, this is bollocks. I can do better. Yeah. It looks pretty good.
It's a hardy looking box.
Okay. First impressions. That looks like a pretty big biscuit.
That's a huge biscuit.
Yeah, that's like a proper little slab.
How many are in a pack?
I don't know, actually. I should have checked. You might have to make one last for a long time to do this show. Okay, so there's 9 to a pack. So yeah, we'll be all right with that. Oh, wow, there is a lot of chocolate. The biscuit's kind of just buried in it.
Oh, it feels really nice.
There's something quite substantial about that.
It's weighty. It's got a nice pattern. I like the ribs around it.
Yeah. Do you know how many there are?
No.
52.
52?
Yeah.
You count them all?
No, that's one of the facts I found, but I didn't read it out earlier because I thought it was too boring.
you were right to think that.
So they got Balsen Liebenitz stamped on it, which looks nice.
It's a very German looking biscuit, right?
Yeah.
Smells
like... It's a bit of a funny smell because I think the biscuit, and it looks like it's, it almost smells a bit more like a Ritz cracker or something, like a savory cracker.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, interesting. I'm not saying that as a negative.
I like Ritz crackers.
Me too. Okay, should we go for a taste?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you? Are you ready for the rest of your life? Now that is some good fucking chocolate.
That is.
And it's like, it is mainly chocolate.
It is, yeah. As someone who doesn't eat a lot of chocolate, this is a real treat for me.
Are you like having a proper freak out right now?
This, like, I'm shaking a little bit. This could be garbage chocolate. This could be the chocolate that they make for dogs.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care because I'm eating chocolate and it's amazing.
Yeah, you have a bit of the chocolate on its own. It's really nice. Like really, it's quite rich, but it's quite cocoa-y. You know, you're definitely getting the cocoa. It's not just that bullshit sugar chocolate they stick on chocolate digestives. Oh man, it's good. And I call it the cracker as well because it's quite savory, which helps when you've got, because I mean, that's a strong chocolate.
Well, like, chocolate and crisps, good combination.
What?
Chocolate and crisps, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Like, bowl of crisps, chocolate bar, same time. It's the salt and the sweet.
Yeah.
It goes together so well.
It's a great combination. Man, this is good. This is
really good.
You know, I really got my hopes built up for this. And I think this is going to make me a very happy person, this biscuit.
The chocolate has a kind of, it kind of reminds me of like, almost like those cheap chocolates that you get on Christmas trees. Yeah. In a way.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good chat.
Hmm. So we didn't think that there'd be any kind of nostalgia attached. And there's none of the bad nostalgia. There's just like a nice kind of warm Christmassy undertone there.
Yeah.
That's just creeping in. But it's not like anything specific. Mm. It's just kind of, it's the right kind of nostalgia where it's just like a nice warm feeling. Yeah. Oh, this is a really great biscuit.
This is good. That chocolate is fucking outstanding.
Oh. Germany, oh. You sly old dog.
Where have you been hiding this?
Great country. I've always said great people. Do we have many listeners in Germany?
We got a few. Yeah, we got quite a few. At least with the other podcasts. I don't think there's that many listening to this show yet. But I think for Mars Corp and that, we've got quite a few German listeners.
Great people.
Do you know what hello is in German?
No.
Okay. Hi. It'd be nice if we had learned a couple German words for this episode. But,
after we went up to all that effort to learn American for the American episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Germany.
Sorry. We still love you. Please keep on listening to our shows.
Yeah, and we love your biscuits.
Yeah, and please rate and review us on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
You ready to score it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm... I don't know what it is. Maybe there's something in the air, but... I think I'm gonna go for a 5.
What? This is like the first 5 you've given out for taste or texture or anything.
For anything.
Wow.
Well, yeah, apart from the fucking digestive bullshit.
Yeah, but that was for the biscuit that. And the shit. Yeah, fuck that.
5.
Wow.
It was
oh my god, my
so
heart is
good.
Beating so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, mine too. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I wish there was a third person here. I wish we had a third friend who could take a photo of this moment.
Yeah, or just a friend.
Or just a friend, yeah. Wow. Okay. Man, that's a monster score.
I'm just going with what my heart tells me.
Yeah.
And my heart tells me 5. It's just like, and it's shouting it from the rooftops. 5. I love you. 5.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, I've been hurt by biscuits before, mm-hmm. and I find it a little bit harder to open my heart so freely because I don't want to get hurt again. But I feel safe with the Leibniz. I feel like it's going to look after me. It's going to hold me in its strong chocolatey arms. I'm gonna give it a 4.5, you know, which I think is my highest score I've given out for taste. Yeah. Because it's just like the chocolate is fantastic and it just goes really well with the biscuit.
It really does.
They've just got a fantastic balance. Outstanding work, Jim. Just outstanding.
Incredible. Just
yeah. I think I might need a cold shower before we do the next section. Okay, wow, that was a big opener there for the Chuckle Leibniz. Unprecedented. Yeah. I'm a little bit blown away.
I'm still on a high.
Me too.
I can't believe it. I don't think I've ever kind of wanted something to be great and it be great before. So it's kind of a novel experience.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
Because usually, I mean, as you know, life is just a series of disappointments.
Exactly, yeah. And as you said, you are an optimist. And for once, your position as an optimist has been justified. It's been rewarded.
Finally.
Know? Finally.
Finally.
This,
yes.
After, you know, you've tried relationships, religion, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. drugs,
yeah.
alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
All of those disappointed you, but at last we got something.
Leibniz.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the texture mm-hmm. of the biscuit, see if it can... I almost don't want to do this. it's done so well in that first round. I've seen such a beautiful side to it. I don't want to look any deeper in case there is...
Well, this has always been your sort of problem, especially with relationships, right? Mm-hmm. You meet someone and it goes too well, right, at the beginning.
Yeah,
and so you push them away because it's almost like you're trying to protect people from you, which is admirable.
I'm trying to protect the chocolate Leibniz from me, from my toxic effect. First of all, before we get into the Dunkin', I would restrain myself from saying it in the first round, but I really enjoyed the texture.
Yes.
Like the undunked texture.
Yeah.
It's quite a crunch. Again, it's more like a cracker, like a Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
It's quite crunchy.
It's quite a busy biscuit as well. It's got a lot going on, like texture-wise, just sort of the feel of it on your hands, right?
It's a real sensory treat. It's kind of got that hard outer. It's not like kind of the digestive or hobnob or whatever, where it's just, I don't know, reclaimed bits of biscuit which are being glued together. This, you know, it's got a substantial, you know. Listen to that. Listen to that. That's a tough biscuit.
That's a good sound.
You know, yeah. So you get a nice crunch when you bite into it. Okay, I'm going to go for a dunk then.
Okay.
I don't know if whether Germany has a dunking tradition.
They'd probably frown upon it. Okay. That is a shame.
No, wait. Maybe it's me. I've probably done something wrong here.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, let's try again.
I'm going for a long dunk. I just want to give it every chance. I got so much riding on this. Okay, that was too long a dunk. Okay. I'm going to go for an intermediate dunk then.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Dave. I'm so sorry.
Why can't I just have anything nice in this life?
You suddenly look really bedraggled and worn down. Like, you were so full of life like a moment ago.
I knew it was too good to be true. Why do I never learn, you know? God damn it.
Okay. We hoped. We dared to hope.
Exactly.
We're not listening to our own advice. It's ridiculous.
Come on, guys. Okay, so to explain, it just does not fucking dunk. I think because the cracker is quite thin and quite dense,
yeah,
it just doesn't really absorb anything. Unless you stick it in there for like 10 seconds, in which case it just turns to liquid.
Yeah.
The chocolate melts, which isn't like, and then it properly turns like liquid, which is not good at either. That was really, really disappointing.
God, this really has been a roller coaster, hasn't it?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's been the second day. The first day was incredible. Just like best night of my life.
Okay.
Second day, gone out. You know, first day, perhaps just went out, went for a wander, perhaps, you know, went to a museum or something.
Yeah.
Second day, we've gone to a bar, and the Leibnitz has shown its true self when it's had a few drinks in it.
It's made an offhand racist comment.
Yeah. It's been rude to the bar staff. It has made a joke about what I'm wearing and laughed a bit too hard at it as well. And it's then tried to pass it off as banter, but really I feel bullied.
It's made me watch all of its favorite YouTube videos.
Yeah. I'm shaken. I
feel like I'm not strong enough anymore to have these big emotions. They're too big for me. I'm feeling too much for that. My frail body can't handle it. I can't go from the dizzying highs to these catastrophic lows. Like, I'm being physically worn out by my emotions.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this biscuit review, it's serious business. I mean, if you're thinking about starting up your own at home, don't, okay? Leave it to professionals. You probably won't be able to take the kind of punishment that we take doing this.
This is episode 5 now. And I hope, I mean, I don't know, but do you think the end is in sight? Have we nearly done it? Have we nearly reviewed all the biscuits?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because I don't know how much more I have in me, you know?
Okay, I'm not even going to bother dunking it again. I've got like half a biscuit and I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah.
It's just a waste. It's a waste of a biscuit, you know. Okay. Scores.
I mean, it's a one. I'm going with a one. I'm sorry. You've taken me to heaven and now you've brought me crashing back down to not hell, something worse, reality. I know I'm being unfair. I know I am. Yeah. But you know what? I've got emotional stakes in this, okay?
Yeah.
I've gotten caught up with this. I have feelings too, Leibnitz, all right? I know I'm acting irrationally. I can't help it, all right?
Yeah.
I felt something amazing, and that was a 5. Mm. And now, I don't know, because of that, it's because of that. If it had been like a 3 taste-wise, I probably wouldn't be so hard on it.
Yeah.
Because it took me to that place and disappointed me so completely.
You expect more out of it, and rightly so, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a moment to think about this.
Okay.
I don't want to say something I'm going to later regret.
Do you want a tissue? Or?
No, it's fine, because I want to remember these tears.
Oh God.
I mean, I like the dry texture.
Yeah.
You know, the chocolate is substantial, but, you know, it's kind of got a nice softness to it. And the cracker is nice and crunchy as well. But it does not dunk. It's not even like it's a bad dunk. It does not dunk. So I don't even know how you score that. I'm emotional. And in this moment right now, I just feel betrayed. But I still kind of remember a bit about the good times that I had when it was dry. But I just can't get past the fact that it doesn't dunk. I'm going to give it 1.5.
Wow.
I know. I'm a sucker. All my friends are saying, forget about it. Just move on. It's no good for you. But I'm like, oh, but maybe it was my fault. Maybe I was too needy, you know?
I mean, it's a fair shout. It's a good assumption to make.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can take any more of this.
Okay then, wow, after two completely opposite rounds, completely opposite scores.
Yeah.
We're going to look at what other people think, see if other people are as shell-shocked by these biscuits as we are. So because this is a German biscuit, I've been to German Amazon.
Okay.
To get some reviews. I had to use Google Translate for this.
That'll probably be fine.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. But in the spirit, I'm going to... There's not many reviews. Apparently, the Germans, much like us, not that fussed on reviewing things, not that fussed on telling people what they think about stuff. So this is the first one is from Von René BS. Gives it 5 stars. Says Choco Vollmilch.
Okay.
Die lecken Liebenitzkek mit Vollmilch über Zogen. Ein Klass bis mit gutem Geschmack. Für mich sind es 5. Stern on Bannenken. I think, yeah. What do you think about that? Would you agree?
I would agree. 100%.
Really? Oh my God.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think
I did not know you held those views.
I think they nailed it.
I'm a bit shocked. I think you're going to probably offend a lot of people.
I think you probably offended a lot of people.
Wait a minute. That was like perfect. That was a perfect reasoning. Okay, so the translation. The delicious Liebenitz Keksek. Covered with whole milk, a great bite with very good taste. For me, it is 5 stars without any reservations. And that's all I really got from the German site. So no gags, none of that extreme emotion that we get from the American site.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, fine. Moving on. this might be one of the shorter review sections.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. I mean I'm not taking any of this in because I'm still a bit shell shocked.
So yeah,
I just keep speaking words to me and I'll nod and respond.
Yeah, I just want to get this over with as quickly as possible now, so I can go home and cry.
Yeah.
So this is from the UK one. So 5 stars. Excellent product, which we've purchased before. The review. No surprises. Excellent product, which we've purchased before. So not disappointed. That's a strange thing to say about someone just 5 stars, you know? Like, first of all, like, what are no surprises? Why is that even something to qualify? Because if you, like, order stuff before and you just got, like, a bag of snakes or something, it's like...
Well, I mean, I'm seeing a pattern here. These reviews are devoid of emotion, and I know why. I can see why.
Yeah,
they've been burned out like we have.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think like you ask anyone about these biscuits, they're gonna be like, yeah, they're good biscuits.
Yeah.
They taste good. They won't let you down.
And they're trying to convince themselves because they've invested so much, and to admit to yourself that you were wrong. They made a bad decision emotionally is incredibly tough. So you have to justify it with these kind of, these sort of acrobatics where you're like,
they're doing their best.
Five stars.
I mean, you can tell that they've, had all of the kind of life sucked out of them. They're just shells of themselves.
And I guess at the end of it, it's like excellent product, which we've purchased before. So not disappointed. That's a strange way to finish saying, so not disappointed. If you say something is 5 stars, you say it was great.
Exactly.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was everything I wanted. If you wrote 5 stars, but really you're feeling a 2-star, but you're trying to cover that up, you'd probably give something away and say, I'm not disappointed.
And
why are you saying I'm disappointed?
Nothing's talking about the taste of it. It's all just like, it arrived on time. Yeah. There was no surprises. Here it is, the biscuits that I ordered.
I think you're right, actually. I think this person, Vulcan's voice, is another victim of the chocolate Liebenitz.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been seduced by it, thought, yes, this is it. This is the biscuit of my dreams. And well, to back this up, another one from the UK site, 5 stars. The review, fine. That's it. Nothing else. And that was from Brian W. And I can imagine Brian W. wrote that with a lot of tears in his eyes. He didn't even put a full stop after the fine. I imagine he just wrote, managed to type out fine, and then just burst into tears.
I feel for you, Brian.
Yeah, man. I feel like maybe we should get onto UK Amazon and start like a support group, get in touch with these people. Because we might be able to help each other overcome this kind of, you know, psychic trauma that's been inflicted. So the US Amazon, they tend to be a little bit more perky, a little bit more upbeat. Let's see if we can find more evidence of people just being emotionally broken in America. Okay, first on 5 stars. If I had infinite money, I would have infinite Leibniz. What the fuck? When I have more money, I will get this. It's addicting and just perfect. I don't like the way Americans say it's addicting instead of it's addictive.
Do they say that?
Yeah, it's quite a common thing, yeah. the ratio of cookie to chocolate is... The ratio of cookie to chocolate is memorable.
Again.
Now we're starting to see the armor. The armor is starting to fall off. And starting to see Tyler's soft insides.
What else do you remember, Tyler? What other happy memories do you have?
When I talk about things, I talk about how ratios are memorable. That really evokes the taste and sensation. It's an experience and something I wish we had in the States. The chocolate is also very good. That classic UK chocolate taste. You're way off the mark now. Chocolate done right. Well, I'll agree with the chocolate done right part, but it's an experience and something I wish we had in the States. It sounds to me like Tyler is someone who's gone on a summer trip, vacation, if you will, to Europe. He's had some time with the Leibniz. It's left him brokenhearted, and he's gone back. And he's looking at it through rose-tinted spectacles, you know? Yeah. And he's just seeing, like, the good times.
He's going into American stores and trying to find that same kind of kooky, fun, flirty, interesting biscuit he remembered from Europe, right?
Yeah, he walks down the cookie aisle in an American supermarket, and, you know, he does a double take because he thinks, oh, was that the Leibniz? He sees it everywhere, you know? Every time he sees a blue packet, he sees a packet of Oreos, and because it's blue packet as well, he's like, oh, a Leibniz. Oh, no, wait, it's an Oreo.
Some old lady who's like shopping next to him is like, are you all right, sir? And he's like, yes, I was just remembering a time.
I was just remembering a ratio of chocolate to cookie. Tyler, I feel a bit sorry. I went a bit hard on Tyler at the start, but I can see he's just another damaged soul. Okay, so another one here. Another 5 stars. Best cookies of all. I like the cookies very much, but I really love the butter. Leave some the most of all. Okay, fine. I ordered the butter, leave some. I don't know, maybe this is like autocorrect or something.
Oh, okay.
From Germany. Couldn't get them in my city. And then she just added a picture of herself at the bottom of the review. And it's like a little old lady. So I don't know what's gone on there. She's very confused.
It's like, do you remember me? This is what I look like now.
Yeah. So I hope if you read this, Leibniz, I'll never forget the time. And that was by Princess. Oh.
It's gaslighting people is what it's doing.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So last review then. Another 5 stars. Everyone giving it 5 stars.
Yeah, like, well, because I gave it a 5-star at the start.
Exactly, yeah.
And you only remember, like, the happy times.
Exactly,
you keep telling yourself that the lows, would, you know, that was you somehow, or you imagined it, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so 5 stars, cookie combo. I don't know what kind of headline that is. After I had my first bite, I went to go... We got another victim here. Sorry, this is by Alyssa Bell. After I had my first bite, I went to go buy a few more boxes. One bite and just buying boxes. I mean, this is just cruel, you know?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, if you're not dunking it and you just have one bite, you're like, wow, this is the biscuit I've been searching for. This is what I've been looking for all my life.
This is a classic case of they're mistaking love for infatuation. All right, they're two very different things.
Yes, yes.
And you see, like, and you know, it's a problem with our society, and it's a problem with media, because films and storytelling depict true love as being at first sight, right?
Yeah.
That is not true love. That is infatuation. And that is what we are feeling now.
I feel a little bit better after the view section now. I feel like that's helped me process some of the emotions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can now talk a little bit more rationally, a little bit more calmly about the biscuitness and just our overall thoughts.
You've gone back to your sort of normal state of just being sort of a blank canvas.
And that makes me sad. Because I can remember how I was about...
Don't do this to yourself.
50 man. Minutes.
Don't do this to yourself.
And I remember like the energy I had, oh God, and the optimism.
I hate to see it this way.
That I had for the future. I thought that... I thought that maybe I'd found my biscuit, you know? Mm-hmm. I thought maybe this might be the last episode.
Like the curse would finally be lifted.
Yeah, I could finally sleep. I just turn to dust and blow away in the wind. The Leibniz cacks, my view now is that it's actually not that great a biscuit.
See, this is Hobnob all over again. You mocked me.
What?
For when I thought that I thought that I loved this thing, and then I realized, now you feel my hurt. It's like looking into a sad mirror.
Will you support me?
You know I will, man.
Oh, thanks,
you know
man.
I will.
Because we don't have the Choco Leibniz, but we have each other. And maybe the real biscuits, the friends you made along the way. But no, I think it's not... On its own, it tastes very good. And the chocolate's very nice. But it's quite a rich biscuit. And like after two, I was feeling kind of sick.
Yeah.
And they don't dunk either. So I don't feel like it's a biscuit I would be like... Oh, just have like a nice, I'll have a cup of tea and a biscuit, just chill out for a bit. It's not like that. It's just too rich.
This is great. This is like the cathartic part where we're kind of like picking apart, like, oh, maybe it wasn't as great as I remember. It's like, it was really annoying the way they did this.
Well, I feel like we're processing, like we start off with infatuation, then we had disillusionment, then we had anger, mm-hmm. and I feel like we're acceptance now.
Okay.
You know, we're going to get through
this. And spite. That's part of it, right?
That's the next stage, yeah. this is not a biscuit for all seasons.
I suppose it's a pretty biscuity biscuit for Germans.
Yeah, maybe. How the hell do they do? Well, maybe if they just don't dunk in Germany, then it's fine for them. And they're like, we have the best biscuit in the world.
Oh, well, you just went out and did it, huh?
Yeah, is that pretty good?
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
But if you have a dunking culture like we have, then I'm sorry. It doesn't fulfill its duties.
As we've established before, we have to bring our own prejudices. And I know at the beginning of this episode, we were like, we're going to leave all those behind. But I think we're realizing now that you can't. We have to accept that all of these prejudices and all these kind of like, you know, strong emotions and the things that we bring to new experiences are part of who we are. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of almost what makes us what we are in a way, is kind of the
just, our baggage.
Our baggage, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is all we are, right?
Don't, you know, people try and cast off their baggage. Don't, it's just you,
that's
you know?
You.
It's a futile thing to do.
And somebody would say like, you know, oh, but what a miserable way to live. Yeah.
Yeah, but also your baggage protects you as well, you know? I mean, perhaps if I'd come into this carrying a bit more baggage, I wouldn't have got so carried away at the start and I wouldn't have got so horribly hurt. In the middle.
Yeah, because your whole thing, I think, is like, you've got quite a cool head, people say. You know, you and I think the reason that like, a lot of people think that you're just quite a calm adult person, but actually you're just incredibly cynical because you've been weighed down by all of this past trauma, right?
Right, yeah. I thought there was going to be something nice at the end of that, but it wasn't.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. I think I'm still just my emotions are all over the place right now.
You're afraid, man.
I know. I mean, like the Leibniz, like it was delicious. It's a tasty biscuit. Like the chocolate is outstanding and it goes well with the biscuit, but it feels like it's like some sort of gigolo, you know? we've been two ladies of a certain age, perhaps our best years are behind us, and we've gone out to the, you know, to the local Reaper barn for like some drinks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, this swarthy guy's come in, he's got like four buttons on his shirt and medallions, his trousers a bit too tight. And just like in that initial rush of someone showing you that kind of attention, we were like, yeah, this is it. This is the guy for me. And we had a wonderful night and then woke up the next morning and there was no one else in the bed. Wait, what are we talking about now? it's a biscuit which is not going to be there for you at all times. It's there for specific occasions. And for that one occasion, you'll have a good time with it. but don't expect it to kind of do an all-around job.
I think we've said all there is to say about this biscuit. I think it's time to...
I think we've sufficiently broken up with the name.
It's over now.
Yeah.
The final rating, biscuitness.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm still hurting,
yeah.
And I have to try and put that aside.
Yeah.
I have to try and be rational about this and accept that, you know, the taste is fantastic. You know, the best I've tasted.
Yeah.
But when I really was really looking to depend on it, when I put my trust in it, it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to balance that. So I think I'm just going to have to, biscuitness, I'm going to have to go down the middle. I'm going to go 2.5.
Yeah, because I think, like, I remember we gave the Oreo a very low biscuit score because it seemed, I think we even gave it a 1.
Yeah.
Because it was at odds with our sort of cultural identity, right?
Yeah.
It was better than our cultural identity, but it was so kind of different that it just wasn't compatible, and that's why I got such a low rating.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, with this one, that's not it. Kind of fits in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you're right. It's a 2.5 for me as well.
Okay, great. So we've ended up with exactly the same scores, I think.
Yeah, like I said, you're my sad mirror.
So it's an 8.5 from me.
And an 8.5 from me.
Yeah.
I feel so close to you right now.
I feel like I feel that's almost like the light at the end of this pretty traumatic experience is that the Leibniz isn't in our lives, but we're in each other's lives and we're closer now. And I feel like there could be other biscuits down the road which treat us equally badly, but I feel like we'll be able to handle that because we got each other.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes. It does actually help us. And also spread the word online.
You can follow us on Twitter at IWGBRP and at HumanDefinitely. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
We also now finally have a website, daffyhuman.co.uk, where you can get more info on all our shows and see what we're up to.
You can also check us out on Patreon, where you can get access to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, Bite Size, a companion podcast where we talk about the highs and lows, mostly lows, of our week.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next time when we'll be reviewing Fig Rolls with a special guest. And remember, hope really is dead. Have a great week.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.